As the temperatures drop and the leaves begin changing, we know autumn is here. This week on Foodstuffs, our weekly look at food and food culture in the state. NHPR's Paige Sutherland reports what really signifies the start of fall these days is the return of the pumpkin flavor.
This time of year, you expect to see pumpkin pie and pumpkin bread in cafes and restaurants. But walk down a supermarket aisle these days, and you'll also see pumpkin cereal, Oreos, marshmallows, bagels, soy milk, and even dog food. That's because it turns out adding pumpkin to things is quite profitable. Last year alone, pumpkin-flavored products accounted for more than $360 million in sales nationwide, which is a nearly 80% increase from 3 years ago. In New Hampshire, local businesses are also trying to get a piece of the pie.
Pumpkin tarts,
pumpkin cheesecake,
pumpkin caramels,
pumpkin chocolate chip cookies.
Chelsea Erickson owns the French pastry shop Finesse Pastries in Manchester. She begins her day at 3 a.m., making all the pastries she sells by hand. This season, she's baking an assortment of pumpkin-flavored treats, from pumpkin pie macaroons, a pumpkin Napoleon, to citrouille cake, which means pumpkin in French.
Usually when we stop them for, like, the Christmas time stuff, more the winter, people are like, can you bring it back? Or, like, can you special order these? So people go nuts for them.
But the most popular is the pumpkin-flavored croissant. She sells 800 of them in a week. Unlike most pumpkin-flavored treats, Erickson uses real pumpkins in hers, which she buys from local farm stands around the state. Here's how she cooks them.
So we just basically just clean it up. We, like, take out the little stem, take out all the inside, so you're just left with the outside. Then we clean that off. And usually, like, for the pumpkin croissant and some of the other pumpkin things, we roast it first, and so we cook it with a bunch of spices until it's nice and soft, and then make a puree out of it. And then you can just throw that into anything.
When it comes to coffee, most places, including the cafe True Brew in Concord, uses a pumpkin spice syrup made up of cinnamon, Old Spice or cloves, ginger, and nutmeg flavors. Devin Piper, who works at True Brew, says pumpkin is by far the most popular flavor.
I mean, probably during the fall, at least 75% of the drinks I make are pumpkin something.
You can also get a pumpkin whoopie pie a few blocks away at the Crust and Crumb Baking Company on Main Street, or a pint of the Long Trail Imperial Pumpkin Ale at the Barley House. At Granite State Candy Shop, which has locations in Concord and Manchester, you can get homemade pumpkin-flavored fraps. Jamie Metzger, who works at the shop in Manchester, says the store has gone through 3 2.5-size tubs of pumpkin ice cream so far this season.
The current frap of the week is the pumpkin with ginger ice cream. We do pumpkin s'more and pumpkin cookie dough. We mix pumpkin and cookie dough ice cream. Pumpkin and apple pie. Yeah, you look like it's a little drool.
Yeah. Oh,
just kidding.
And New Hampshire farm stands selling pumpkins have also seen record-breaking sales. At Carter Hill Orchard in Concord, owner Robert LaRoque says they've sold 3 times as many pumpkins as last year.
Ridiculously busy. It has been stupid. Yeah. We had 12 acres of pumpkins with thousands and tens of thousands of them out there, and they're all gone.
But why and when did pumpkin become such a big deal? Nelson Barber, the chair of the hospitality department at UNH, points to the past.
I think because we have slowly moved away from a closer connection to the harvest and maybe our agrarian background, the idea when you see that first pumpkin, it signifies something warm. Yes, it's fall. It's harvest time. It's a special time of year. Halloween might be coming down the road, or you think about the Thanksgiving feast.
At Granite State Candy Shop, Jamie Metzger couldn't agree more. She says pumpkin, particularly a maple pumpkin cheesecake, is the staple at her family's Thanksgiving.
It's pretty fair to say that people are fans of pumpkin. That's for sure. 'Tis the season, right?
For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.